Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tarot by Cecilia on Patreon and members only on Facebook. And this month only, also my podcast followers. I want to thank you all very much for being here. This is your love and finance tarot guidance for the month of October 2020. Now, it's interesting because this month doesn't show up too often in what I have to say. So let's see if we can figure out the why of that. I think I know what a couple of the reasons may be when we talk about what is actually going on this month. So if we start on the 1st, we have a full moon happening at 9 degrees Aries. Okay, so that kicks us off. Then on the 2nd, Venus enters meticulous Virgo. Okay, so it's all about the details and getting things organized, especially around business. It's going to be important. On the 4th, Pluto will go direct. As you know, Saturn went direct last month, and Jupiter went direct last month. Sounds great, right? We have, though, on the 13th, Mercury going retrograde at 11 degrees Scorpio. And, of course, Mars retrograded last month on the 9th and will be retrograde through November 13th. The Mercury direct date is November the 3rd at 25 degrees Libra. So, we then have a new moon in Libra, 23 degrees on October 16th. And, hallelujah, the Sun enters Scorpio on the 22nd. Now, you may wonder why I say that. It's not because I'm a Scorpio. It's because that energy of Libra and needing balance, most of us wind up feeling like maybe we can't make up our minds or we don't get as much done during the Libra energy because we're busy weighing it out. And I suppose it's a good thing. But when the Scorpio energy comes in, don't fear its intensity. It has an extremeness to it that allows us to make up our minds, to get moving. I want this. I don't want this. I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. It's that simple, right? On the 27th, Mercury retrograde will enter Libra. Remember, I said that's where it's going to go direct. And then on the 27th, Venus, which, as you recall, was retrograde earlier in the year in Gemini, will be entering home sign of Libra. Yeah, kind of a tricky one. I get a lot of questions from people, you know, throughout the year wanting to know, should I get, you know, cosmetic surgery now? Or, you know, what kind of procedures they can have done and where they can go. Now, Venus will leave Libra on November 21st when it then enters Scorpio. That's going to be a tricky one. And it'll probably, if anyone asks me, take it more person by person. And right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, if you are not familiar with the place that you are going to go, and it's not something that you've ever had done before, it's a brand new place, brand new stuff, I would avoid it, even though, you know, Venus is at home. Okay, there are probably much better times on the horizon for these types of things. And I know it sounds like I'm really going on about it, but you would be surprised how many people ask me. On the 31st, we have something very unusual happening. It is another full moon, all right? Here in the U.S., and I'm not sure about where else in the world, it is Halloween, okay? It's a holiday that we celebrate. I found out that not everyone knows what it is, okay? When I started doing this online back in 2015, 2016, I don't even remember now, but you know, here's the thing. It's a blue moon. And a full moon on Halloween, well, that's just very interesting. It just adds to our 2020. But there are also, you know, we have, what do you call it? I want to get the word out, aspects which come up at this time. And I remember when I was doing the ones for the month of September. I was doing September. Bear with me for a second. And I really, when I was talking to Gemini, I was like, whoa, watch out for this full moon. It's a little bit testy, and I'm trying to get to all of my info here so that I can talk about some of the aspects that are going on this month. I'm really kind of moving here. There really is a mixed bag here throughout the month of different types of aspects that are taking place. You know, you have your sextiles and your squares and even some oppositions in there. I would pay attention to most of them, to be honest with you. Okay, especially anything that's involving Uranus and anything that involves Mars, because there are some, like, Mars squares Jupiter on the 19th, okay? That's a time frame to be paying attention to. But you also see Venus trining Jupiter the same day. But I want to get to the very end because I was concerned. And the Sun in Scorpio will oppose Uranus in Taurus on the 31st. And Lord help me, whenever Uranus shows up at a full moon or a new moon, there is a lot that's happening, a lot of change that is taking place. Now, I want to talk about these cards because there is that hesitance that's here. Maybe even doubting yourself just a little bit. You know, but the thing is, you're free to go. Okay, whatever was going on in September, you are moving into some new territory this month. You know, I'm seeing it from messages from people, those who have moved, those who've taken on new jobs, just really starting to get out there and explore, you know, working in this new area. It's kind of like you've sent it out there. Your intentions, remember, you've sent it out into the universe, and whatever change it is that has come in by, let's say, the end of September, beginning of October, is one of those intentions, okay? It's part of a kind of like the journey to happiness, okay? We'll put it that way, because this change that you have undergone has been a crucial part of the journey, all right? It's kind of like you have to be in the right place for things to happen, you know. Sometimes I hate to give this story away, but this is about who you are, and this month is all about balance, by the way. You know, balance and caring and giving. You know, whenever we get into this part of the year, there is more focus on this, you know, with helping others. And it's not about money. Sometimes it's about volunteering to help others in some way through like a charitable organization or whatever. Now, what's interesting here is like get-togethers and reasons to celebrate. It's almost like not feeling powerless, but feeling haunted, okay? And this feels behavioral to me, which is not something that I ever bring up, but it's not showing it as the past. It could be a current event, something that's happened recently, but it's almost like embarrassment, okay? Feeling bad about something that you have done. You know, no idea what that may be, but, you know, can you change it? You can't change anything that's in the past. You can only change going forward. You know, it feels like it's around, I don't want to say around reputation, and maybe no one knows but you, but maybe you feel some sort of guilt over it. I don't know what's making me say this stuff. You never hear me say that kind of stuff. But, big but here, there is definitely one of the things that's coming up this month is a signature aspect for the year where Jupiter is sextiling Neptune. And of course, Jupiter is all about expansion. Neptune is all about you know, your dreams, things of that nature, you may find that dreams are off the chart, all right? Pay attention if that's the case. I am very bad at remembering mine, but sometimes if you can remember the gist of it, the message, who was in it, kind of think of what is going on. See, you still want to get going. You know, it's like I just want to do it, right? Whatever it is, you've been on this path and you've made changes, but you're so anxious to get going and it's not the time. You're in a Mercury retrograde season. You are in the midst of a Mars retrograde. It's not there. The energy is not there for moving forward. And yet you are in your own way. And it's kind of a contradiction in terms, but you do have this new part of what you are doing that will really begin to blossom in a couple of months. Yeah. Relationships, man. We got all kinds of relationship energy around here. You know, we got the Mercury retrograde. We have Venus entering Libra. And we have Mars, which, you know, there's like a lack of whatever there, okay? It's like the aggressor, really. Mars has an aggressive nature. So there is this feeling of some relationships, I want to say, that you can't see your way out of or how to fix them. They need to become easier, and somehow you have to trust in this, because this is tough to explain, because I see it in my head, like it's about timing, and it may not be time. And a good example here of what I see, especially people who had children together, and I say had children together, you know, like couples that are no longer couples, that type of thing. It's like you're joined at the hip for a pretty long time, all right? At least until the age of 18 here, if not longer, all right? If not longer. And of course, we have the homeschooling thing that's going on, and that's part of it too, all right? So you have a lot that is happening with people in and around their homes, okay? And just in general, it makes you wonder, you know, like still feeling like life is on hold, like the abundance that you want is on hold, all right? It's frustrating in a sense when you think about it, because you're in this new part and you're kind of like back and forth, gotta do this, gotta do that. Oh, just look at you. So tired of the same old, okay? It's like, I've been in this place, right? And you're looking for some recognition. It is there, all right? People realize the good that you're doing. Now, Scorpio season arrives. You know, things really change. You have to remember that any Scorpio energy that you encounter is transformative, intense, secretive. But I see you really looking to uncover, all right, and check out new ways. Because when all this is ready, in about, I'd say, 6 weeks or so, right, Mars is going to be direct. Mercury's going to be direct. And you're going to be ready. You are going to be ready. There is something that is coming. And you know, I want to say of this month, even though I'm sure you have to work hard at things, enjoy it, okay? Because there is a sense of settling here that I believe I mentioned somewhere. I don't know if it was in a sun sign reading or if it was in last month's Love and Finance, and I brought that up about this month. But those of you who underwent changes in September, and you're at the right now, that beginning of the new part of the story, there's more to come. By the end of the month, you're getting situated, okay, with whatever it has been. So, you know, there is that, you know, when you talk about your power, all right, I think that you are feeling it. in the sense of not rags to riches. It's not like that. But from where you were to where you are, there's a big difference. And there is a reconnect here, okay? I don't know if it goes all the way back to your childhood or, you know, recent, but there's definitely a connection, a solid connection that is taking place. But, see, here's the thing. Everybody wants it to be immediate. I don't think it is, all right? I feel like it is what is coming, you know? Think about, like, when your kids and your friends and you hang out and, you know, there's no, what do you call it? You know, no pressure put on anybody to be anything. Because it's kind of like about being able to be yourself, all right? And that is something that is very important here. Now, I've talked a lot about the end of the year and where your recent changes that you're getting, you know, you're working on, whatever, getting moved and all that kind of stuff, that the new job, everything in October, but where it puts you at the end of the year is in a really good spot. And here I'm seeing January all over the place where, you know, doors are opening. I think the doors are opening before then, but, you know, I don't know if there will ever be a year that was more, like, anticipated than 2021, all right? Because everyone just wants to get the hell out of 2020. And you will. That's just it. You will. And those hopes and dreams, they are not forgotten. You know, you are back in pursuit of them. So you're kind of feeling like, let's see, it's September, October, and November, I want to say. Feeling like they are on hold. Now, I have mentioned somewhere before that I really felt like February, at least from the cards that I have for the dailies, is going to be a really good month for such a short little month. I feel like there's a twist of fate here. Right around, see, I want to say October 13th. I don't know why that date has been stuck in my head. Now, I told you that's the date that Mercury goes direct, but you are looking to the future because, you know, you've made changes and now you're like, okay, what comes next? See, there's still opportunity that comes up, but you still have a lot going on, okay? Just, you know, keep pushing through. Keep, I want to say, researching. You know, if there are things that you're planning for the future, I don't care what it is, make sure you research them, because by, I want to say, the end of November, things are really beginning to move forward again. All right? Mars will be direct. Mercury will be direct. I already said that, but it's going to move forward. The October, the news cycles are going to be insane, okay? But they're going to continue to be throughout November as well. It's just what I see here. Now, things that have been painful, all right, where, see, it's hard to believe sometimes, really truly, when you live life on a daily basis, right, it always almost, like, it seems the same, unless you're in a life where every day is different for some reason, maybe through travel or whatever, but, you know, most people, their lives feel as if they're not changing, even when they are, is my point, okay? So, this month is part of a recovery process from all of those old wounds, right? Yeah, you've been working on them. So the changes you've made are very, very helpful. You do have, I want to say, a wish that's here. Perhaps a door which suddenly opens. I'm not so sure that's this month. I feel more like it's sometime next month. I don't know why I want to say that, but it's coming, all right? It's definitely coming. But I still, when you get into 2021, what a relief. You know, there's a whole appreciation, I suppose you could say, for the cycle of life, all right? You know, people are born into this world, people pass. It's very prominent, you know, the concept is very prominent when Scorpio season comes, okay? Scorpio is all about death and rebirth and all of that. But here, again, there are those wounds that have been inflicted and healing that needs to take place. There's a little bit of a, I don't want to say revengeful, but if you ever met many Scorpios, and there's different, you know, evolvement that's there, okay? I know some who still have not evolved, and they just don't get it, okay? But, you know, the evolved ones will not exact revenge on you unless it's absolutely necessary. Like if you hurt someone they love, they may still, okay? They are the masters of revenge. And I see that here. It's like that feeling is here. But as far as your position, when I say your position, it's like the security that you seek, right? And what you want for yourself and for those whom you nurture. All right, dumpster fire comes to mind here. Now, is that you, all right? Or is it someone you know who is just kind of like that dumpster fire that needs to be put out and somebody needs to rescue them constantly? The cards have me saying some crazy stuff today, people. You know, looking for what you want in your picture. It's like some things are still, I want to say, hidden from you. You're not ready to reveal everything yet. You know, walls, you don't need walls, all right? You know, I think it's better with people, with situations, like at Christmas time. I have high hopes for the total solar eclipse in Sagittarius that is coming. So it just, yeah, it's like you're rocking into the new year. What the, I'm telling you, there's a huge difference. It's like 1 minute you think, okay, I'm here now, I'm in this, I moved into this new place, what comes next, what's happening? And you're in the Mars retrograde, you're in the Mercury retrograde, and you're waiting, and then the end of the year comes, and it's like something coming out of a cocoon. Like, here I am, world. I don't know. I'm telling you, it's like somebody flips a switch at some point, because the change that's coming, it feels very slow and, you know, difficult to get there, but it's change that you've needed for a long time, right? I am telling you, keep working at it, though. Keep working at your plans. They are viable, all right? And necessary, of course. You have to do whatever it takes. See, end of November, yeah, definitely something happening there. I want you to keep that in mind. Also, the new moon in Libra is going to be important. Shh. The full moon on Halloween. See, this is the thing. This is going to be a month where you think nothing's going on, and yet everything is going on. That sounds a little tricky now, doesn't it? But the universe is definitely up to something. There are people, it's just going to pull the rug out from under them. I get a feeling it's going to be a lot of Geminis, okay? We will have to see how that plays out. If you're a Gemini and you listen to that sun sign reading that I did for September, where I talked about the end of October, yeah, some crazy stuff. Now, I know Libra energy is very partnerish, okay? And you may need others this month. The question is whether or not they are there. You know, when the Scorpio energy comes, you're more likely to go it alone. But what I'm seeing here is that, like, what you're doing and what you're working on, see, it's about timing, all right? I think that's the part that is the most frustrating. And you've manifested one thing that was important to you. So now you want to manifest everything, you know? And it's like, hurry up and wait, kind of. But I'm telling you, there's a lot that's going on. You just have to kind of, you know, remain balanced throughout this time period. Now, I want to use the word misstep. And I feel it's, you know, in the vicinity of that Taurus full moon on October 31st. Really pay attention. There's a lot going on, okay? You want to rely upon knowledge and facts. There is something happening here around that full moon. Could be sooner. I don't feel it's you guys, though. So it might be something that we all see that's taking place in the world. I feel like it's a female. It's an air sign. And she's trying to bring balance, trying to even bring peace, unity to something. I don't know what that's about, all right? Could be, what's her name, Greta Thunberg? I don't know, okay? I don't know what sign she is. It could be anyone, but like I said, I feel like it's a female. But overall, as I'm here at the end, you're pulling it off, okay? You're pulling it off. When you get to January and you look at what, like, everything that happened in 2020, and you look at January and where you are, like I said, you're rocking into the new year. How did you manage that? Okay? How did you manage it? All right? You have what you need. All right? Right at the moment, you're not certain, I know. And this has been a lesson not just in patience, because we've used that word way too much over the years, but also in pacing and understanding that it's okay not to have all of your wishes and dreams happen at one time. But somehow, some way, I am here to tell you that this month you can settle into your new changes that you began, maybe right as the month begins, all right? And by the end of the month, that part's feeling pretty good. Late November and into December, the universe is going to throw some hints to you. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to throw some hints to you as to what else there will be. And I really think, like, January, you're getting off on the right foot. All right, or at least sometime in January, because the holidays feel better than they have in quite some time, whether it's because you settled into a new home or you have a job that, you know, feels more secure. So many of you lost your jobs over the course of the year. There's a lot here, all right? And I don't want you to assume that any slow movement in your life in the first 3 weeks of October means that nothing's happening. Because once it all picks, we know what happens. Once it all picks up, there you go again, all right? And there is so much change to discuss. November, December, January. It's like a big wow, all right? We have some major shifts that are happening and big things that are going on. So, you know, keep plugging away at this. get it all straight, get it situated. If you moved, get unpacked. If you're in a new job, get your office set up the way you want, whether it's a home office or in the office, whatever it is that you have to do. Because being organized, being prepared, being ready for what is coming, even when you don't know what is coming, is all you really can do, all right? But I just know, I just absolutely know that you are going to be amazed. And the amazement is with yourself. The power will be yours. I want to thank you very much for being here, and I'll see you again real soon. Take care.